Trump revoking security clearances of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, Antony Blinken. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 8, 2025. President Donald Trump revealed that he is revoking the security clearances of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, former Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and New York Attorney General Letitia James, according to a recent report. In an interview with the New York Post, Trump revealed that Bragg, Blinken, and James would no longer have access to federal buildings. The stripping of the security clearances of Blinken, Bragg, and James comes after Trump announced that he had revoked former President Joe Biden's security clearances, citing no need for Biden to continue receiving access to classified information. "This is to take away every right they have, revoking security clearances, including they can't go into federal buildings," Trump explained. Other people among the list of people Trump is reportedly planning to pull security clearances from include former National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and former Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, who served under the Biden administration, according to the outlet. The outlet noted that the stripping of James and Bragg's security clearances could hamper them in carrying out their official duties by prohibiting them from being able to access courthouses. But it could hamper them in carrying out their official duties by prohibiting them from entering courthouses, prisons, and law enforcement facilities in Foley Square in Lower Manhattan, including the Thurgood Marshall and Daniel Patrick Moynihan courthouses, the Metropolitan Correctional Center, and the Jacob Javits Federal Building, which houses the FBI's New York field office. They also will not be able to set foot in the U.S. Attorney's offices for the Southern and Eastern districts of New York, in Manhattan and Brooklyn. Robert Costello, the former lawyer for Michael Cohen, who testified in Trump's business records trial, explained to the outlet that the stripping of the security clearances was more an insult and a slap in the face than a real deterrent.